As I was playing this emotional piece of music in the dark, I instantly remembered my wife in the past. It brought back a lot of memories. As I was peering down, I had a flashback of my wife slowly pushing her fingers down on the grand piano. She leant up to put her cold face against mine and kissed me on the cheek. I have remembered the happy times of me and my wife. When I finished my flashback of my wife, I suddenly thought of the past when my friend had died.
As I went deep in my thoughts, I remembered my best friend. We used to talk all the time until one dark day. I used to be in the war as a medic and my friend as a soldier. I always said I would protect you, but I didn't, not that day.
I stood behind the great concrete wall after getting into my position. My friend Jeff said yes and went to shoot. I looked eagerly to see if he had stayed alive, but he didn't. Abruptly, Jeff had fell onto the hard black ground, so I grabbed my first aid kit and ran to see what was wrong with him. However, I couldn't help him. Tears had dropped down my eyes. Jeff had laid still on the ground, and this only meant one thing. He had died. I tried everything I could, but his heart didn't dare to pump. It was a traumatic moment, and I was heartbroken. There was a hole in his upper left chest, so I brought him quickly to a bed to assist him. Jeff had been my ally ever since I had joined the army. Now he is an animate. I feel like a wrecked building getting built every time but then just gets demolished. I was pretty sure Jeff had shot someone else, although he had got shot. James had got shot promptly.
After my friend was shot, I tried to hear him. But unfortunately, I did not have the power nor the equipment to save his life. I was crushed I couldn't save him, his spirit and his dreams. He died in my arms and I looked up and said in my head, "Why? Why, God, have you cursed my friend so that he has now died? Why, God, why?" And I wept and crumbled to the muddy ground of war broke France.
After playing with all my heart, I started to slow down the tune while making it as quiet as a mouse with a smooth chorus. My mother and father were not rich, but there was one present I kept for years and cherished with all my love, like my mother and father. It was wrapped in a baby blue wrapping and a blue bow nicely done. I opened it gently. I could see something wooden, but before my eyes, I saw a wooden horse. I'd always skip while running on it. Also, I'd always have a small breeze on the back of my head. It was precious to me, so I kept it for years to remember with my mother and father. When I played on it, I almost feel like I was actually on a real horse.
Years later, after that magnificent day, my grandson, James, decided to come over to see me, his dear grandpa, and play funny games. He immediately rushed towards the toy horse I always played with every minute of every day. He raced around his bedroom laughing and playing, and every night we played grand piano duets that escaped into the velvet night of my summer home. I'm grateful to have such a wonderful grandson. He more frequently came now, as now he seemed to love me as if I was all he had. I know that thing of pure love, as he is all I have.